Welcome to the Uncommon Career Podcast, helping you to find God's calling for your career and to land a fulfilling, well-paid, and impactful position. Join me each week for practical guidance, career motivation, and biblical insight based on Christian values. Do you wonder what life would be like if you gave it all to God? If you took His wise, His all-loving, His all-knowing, His all-powerful direction in every area of your life? And how do you even do that? Well, after years of walking out this journey and finding answers to these questions myself, my calling has brought me here to share this with you. And to help you find your own answers to these questions, download the printable linked in the description with the 5 steps that you can take now to clarify your calling. Hi, this is The Uncommon Career. Welcome to this podcast. My name is Patricia Ortega, and I will be here for the next several minutes sharing with you the 5 steps to clarify your calling. I'll also be talking to you about what it looks like practically in my life, in the life of some folks in the Bible, and what it might look like practically for you. Okay, so when I first got saved, I had no idea the life that God had in store for me. I just thought, you know, this is life, and I had nothing to compare it to, so I was fine. It was content. But to be honest with you, now that I have experienced what God has for me, it is like nothing else. It's not one of those things that you recognize until you're in it. And then I look back at what my life was, and while it was fine, it was just fine. Like, that was it. And I didn't realize how much life-giving impact I could make. I didn't realize how much fulfillment and satisfaction I could have or how much favor of God I could experience. And so I want to share that with you. I believe this is possible for everyone. I believe this is possible for you if you would only follow His guidance in every single area of your life, including your career. Now, as far as my story, I got saved right after grad school. I was preparing for a counseling position, but at that time, the market was bone dry. I mean, there was nothing for miles. And I remember hearing someone say something that stuck with me. And I remember hearing them say, okay, well, there's one position in, I don't know what county, but it was a county like in the middle of the desert, in the middle of California. And they were like, there's one position and there's 400 applicants because people all over the state are clamoring to that position. And I thought, I don't want to compete with 400 other applicants, make myself completely generic, go to a place where I'm not even, you know, excited about to take a position where I may not even be appreciated. It just didn't feel like the right fit. And so instead, God led me to this great fit position in which I can tell now is all the hand of God. It is one of my most cherished positions. I absolutely loved working there, and I will never forget my experience there. But while in that position, I also was deep in prayer and deep in Bible study, seeking God diligently. I wasn't necessarily seeking a change to my career, but I remember just giving Him everything and just saying, you know what, God, like, I have not been the best steward of my life and my personal relationships. I was living with someone at the time. I was doing all kinds of stuff I shouldn't have been doing. And I realized, you know what, I'm not living my life in the way that I should. And so, God, I'm giving You everything. I literally said, You have free rein. You can take my money. You can, you know, decide where my career goes. You can decide where my relationship goes. And we all know where that relationship went because I am no longer with that person. But, you know, I gave Him everything and I loved my job. But one day while I was praying, while I was seeking God for what He wants me to do in this life, while I was surrendering my heart to Him, I felt a strong nudge and I felt God almost audibly, but it was just more of like in my heart, I felt God say, I'm going to give you a counseling position. And I followed that nudge. And I noticed over the next several years that as soon as I left His side, when I wasn't quite listening, when I kind of took the nudge, the gift that I felt He gave me, and I just was like, thanks, and I ran with it, I would flounder. The doors would shut, or I would start to recognize that I was in the wrong position. I would start to feel disobedient. And so that was not the right direction, and I can sense it. My motives were not in the right place. I was looking for the gift, not the giver. And so then I started to come back to Christ and say, okay, get back into my prayer, get back into my Bible, listen to God. And when I stayed near Him, there always seems to be this like substance, this progress, this like success, not necessarily always success in the world, but just this like richness and this favor. And favor in that when He asked me to quit my secure position, I turned down a position for more than twice my salary at the time. And I did not know at that time that the Lord had an even better plan for me with even more provision. When I quit, the market still seemed dry without many positions and without many opportunities, but God literally sent an angel of a mentor with an amazing offer to sustain me during the transition and at my dream campus. This replaced my full-time income with a part-time position. And just months after I started getting into the field, full-time positions started opening back up. It's always said that you needed 2 years of part-time counseling experience as a freeway flyer to move forward as a full-time counselor. But by God's hand, I was hired into a permanent full-time tenure-track position within a year. This right here is the unmerited favor and the loving grace of God. I also experienced great blessings, favor, and even more grace in that position with successes in projects that I know I was not qualified to accomplish. All I knew is if I worked as if unto the Lord, He would bless my obedience and my efforts. He grew my faith in that position, and then He asked me to trust Him all over again. And I loved everything about my role. I loved working with the students, I loved my amazing colleagues, and I just loved the campus pride we had. But because God asked me to, I did it. I quit a tenured six-figure position with summers off, winters off, six-hour days, amazing benefits. I mean, everything about this job is perfect. I had dreamed about this exact position in this exact department for over 5 years, ever since I first learned of the campus and ever since I first interned there. To be honest, I still have questions, but that's our faith walk. It's us trusting Him even in those moments where we have questions. And so here I am to show you how to live this life by the Spirit. Now, what does following the call look like? Well, in the Bible, Abigail in 1 Samuel 25 and Esther, I would tell you a chapter and a verse, but I encourage you to read the whole book. It is super short and it's right before Job. Anyway, Abigail and Esther were called to speak to kings. Abigail was called to speak to David when he was already upset. Read 1 Samuel 25, you'll see what I mean. And Esther was called to speak to a king as well. And so they put themselves in a position that was well above their pay grade. These are women that in the Old Testament times were regarded as property. And they were speaking not only to other men, they were speaking to kings. So they put themselves in a position that was well above their pay grade and that at that time would not only risk their lives, it would risk the lives of their family and in some cases, even an entire city in the case of Esther. But instead, they followed God's guidance. And by doing that, they changed the course of history. In the New Testament, Paul had a prestigious title and a great reputation and access to many resources. But when Christ called him out of that, Paul turned away from the work and the title and the reputation that persecuted the Lord. It was difficult work that Paul was called to. But thousands of years later, when we look at his writing, we were able to see the generational impact that Paul had by following God's call. And I'm pretty sure if Paul were to look back on his time on earth, he is satisfied with the decision that he made and the life that he lived. And that's the kind of life that I want to live. That is a lasting and meaningful impact made by following God's calling. And I know many of us always say we want a job that is fulfilling. We want a role that just brings us so much satisfaction and fulfillment. Do we know what we're saying? By definition, fulfillment means, and I'm going to read it to you here, it means the achievement of something desired, promised, or predicted. The second definition of fulfillment is the meeting of a requirement or condition. So when you want a fulfilling job, what you're saying is, I want a job that fulfills what God has sent me to do. You're going to experience grace, meaning the favor and the blessing that is unmerited, not by your works, not by how much practice or how much skill set, but by the grace and the favor and the blessing of God. In His word, it also says that we abide in Him and He abides in us, that we will do greater things than these. We will do greater things than the things that Jesus Christ did. It also says that seek first the kingdom of God and He will provide everything else. Now, I'm paraphrasing a lot, but the point is that if we seek Him, the world that awaits us, the life that awaits us is much greater than anything we can ever do ourselves. In the word, it also says that Jesus came so that we could have life and have it more abundantly. It means having this rich life, maybe in regards to money and materialistic things, but I think He's really talking more about richness in every facet, in fulfillment, riches in satisfaction, riches in relationships, in faith, in your walk with Christ, richness in your level of impact. His word also says to ask whatever you want in my name and it will be given you. But when you read the context around it, it's not just saying, ask whatever you want, ask for a higher salary and a nicer car and a better house. No, when you read the context around it, it talks about staying close to him, letting his desires become your desires, which is what you were made to do. So it's really correcting the negative motives that we have, or not negative, but the unproductive motives that we have, those selfish desires and motives that drive us to more superficial fulfillment and not through true fulfillment in Christ, which we were made for. So when we have our motives and our desires aligned with his, then the word says, ask whatever you want in my name and it will be given you. So when you follow his motives and desires and you're like, God, I'm surrendered to you. I want to do what you want me to do. What are you calling me to? He's going to give you guidance on that. And when you pray for that, it will come to pass because it is according to his will. And his word says, ask whatever you want in my name and it will be done for you for the glory of God. This means when we're in alignment, God is with us. And when God is with us, who can be against us? So how do I follow his calling for my career? Right? That's the question that so many people ask is, how do I find out what it is? And then how do I continue in step with him as more and more decisions come? Because your calling is usually, it can be one thing like, oh, you're going to be a counselor. Okay, great. But A, it might change over time. And B, there's so many questions around it, right? What company do you want me to be a counselor at? What type of counselor? All these questions are going to come up. And so here's the 5 steps to clarify your calling. So first and foremost, I just want to explain that we each have more than one calling. And you might be like, what? As Christians, we have the calling that we all share. And this is to be saved by grace through faith and to live a life in relationship with and obedience to Christ. And you can find that in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. But we also see a unique calling. And this is what we're talking about. This is what the 5 steps are going to be based on. This is the unique calling to you, and the calling for which he specifically created you and equipped you for and has called you to. He has set these good works aside for you to do before the beginning of time. And this is in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, just a few verses after after the calling that we all share in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. All right, so let's hop into it. So if you've got the printable, go ahead and pull it out. But if you don't, that's perfectly fine. You can just kind of listen and enjoy, and it'll always be there for you if you need it. All right, so the 5 steps to clarify your calling are based on Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, which reads, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should," not that we have to, but that we should "walk in them." This means that we can walk in them, but we can also choose a completely different direction for our lives outside of what God's will is for us. Now, the 5 steps, I'm going to go through these in order, but the first step is to believe him. We need to do everything in faith. We must believe that God has set aside a specific calling just for us, because that's what it says in his word. So when I say believe him, I mean take him at his word. He has designated work that only you can accomplish, that only you are equipped for. That your amazing personality, your cheerful smile, and your attitude, your perspectives, your experiences have prepared you for. So read through these verses on the handout, which are Ephesians 2, verse 10, Psalm 139, verse 16, Isaiah 49, verse 1, and 1 Peter 4, verses 10 through 11, and continue to seek out and read more verses on his will for your life. There are so many. So if you do a quick Google search, or if you have questions on this, you can always leave a message on the podcast page. There is a button to go ahead and message me, and we'll continue this conversation. Step 2 is to pray about it. Only God himself is going to tell you what he has set aside for you. So I encourage you to sit down in a quiet space where it's just you and him. I literally encourage you to lock yourself in your closet. I have done this many a time, and it really helps me to shut out the entire world, figuratively and literally. You can share with him your worries, your fears, your doubts. I know it's scary to give your life over to someone else, to say, I think I know what's best for my career, and I know it's going to make me more money, give me a higher title, give me more opportunities. But do you really think you know better than God? I'm going to challenge you on that. Do you really think you know better than God? I sure didn't. So share with him these worries, because they're real worries and he understands them. Share these worries, these fears, these doubts. I doubted, and I'm going to be super honest with you, I doubted that he could or would provide for me. I quit a 6-figure job. We have no income right now. Actually, my husband's working, praise the Lord. But before that, we had no income. And it was really scary to think, God, are you going to catch me? I felt like I jumped off a cliff and I'm like literally in the air, just floating. No, not floating, falling very, very, very quickly. And the ground hurts. And I'm like, God, are you going to catch me? Share with him those worries, those fears, and those doubts. Ask him then to show you the desires that he placed in you. Not that the world has placed or that expectations or comparison has placed in your heart, but the desires that he has placed in your heart and the unique life and the great works that he has created specifically for you to do. And then continue praying and pray in faith, knowing that accomplishing God's will, accomplishing that which you were created to do, is the most fulfilling way that you could ever spend your life. So step one, spend time watering your seed of faith. Get into the word. Step two, pray about it. Tell him your doubts and fears. Come into relationship with Christ. And now for those of you who are waiting to get a little bit practical, here is step three. Step three is be intentional. Stir up your calling. You can't just sit there like I have before. I have totally just sat there and be like, I want God to open up the skies of heaven and send me my call. You know, like, no, stir up your calling. Get your mind going on the how, the what, the when, the where of it all. This is an opportunity to dream, like just dream. It's this opportunity to say, what could I do if there was no boundaries? If God himself opened the doors for me, what would I do? One way to do it is to continue listening to the Uncommon Career Podcast here, because I am going to go over all these topics, right? And you're already here. I'm going to provide faith-based and practical guidance, and I'm also going to offer recommendations for other career content and resources. So if you want a place that's sort of like a hub, a starting place, then stick with me. All right, so immerse yourself in career development and stir up your calling. That's step three. Step four, we get even more practical. In step four, I want you to take action. To start considering, maybe even writing down your skills, your personality, and your unique qualities. Consider what your values are. Maybe you haven't given any thought to what your values are. Most of us don't. It's not something that we sit down and think about. It's not like the budget that we have to do. Consider what your life's mission might be. And as you're considering this, stay in the word, stay in prayer, always continue with steps one and two, right? Believe him and pray about it. Reflect on your professional and your personal experiences. Consider what might God be preparing you for. There's a really great book. It's called The Making of a Leader. I'm probably going to pull some content in for that newsletter. It's inspiration for a future podcast. But if you're interested, it's called The Making of a Leader. And it talks about how God prepares you for these bigger leadership roles as you go through life. So every experience, you know, nothing is wasted. So even the negative, even the painful are experiences that God is using to prepare you for an even bigger role. It's an amazing book. Anyway, so consider what might your prior experiences be preparing you for, and then get even more practical and start to explore career possibilities. Start to narrow those options and conduct organized research. Right now, I'm kind of working on a career academy where I walk you through all of this step by step in 5-minute increments. It's not quite ready yet. I want to make sure it is in great shape before I put it out to you. But this is one way of doing it. But you can do this in a ton of different ways. So no matter what way you do it, make sure you are intentional. You stir up your calling. That's step three. And you take action by writing down, considering, reflecting, discussing, searching, exploring, narrowing, etc. Step five. The last step, we want you to pay attention. The Holy Spirit is going to make his will known through your relationship with Christ. It comes through no other avenue. Sometimes God will give me a nudge and I'll be like, yeah, I got it. And then I'll just run. And cool, we were supposed to walk this out together, but if you want to just go and run, you can, but you may end up in the wrong direction. I want you to read John 15, verses 1 through 17, and then go back and reread verses 5 and 15. Jesus is saying that when you abide in him, he abides in you, and he will tell you everything, including the plans that God has set aside just for you. So stay in relationship with him. He is going to speak confirmation to you as you're taking action, as you're moving forward during a Bible study or a sermon, or maybe through a seemingly random moment. I'm so excited for you. This is the beginning of a whole new journey, a whole new season, a whole new chapter in your life. And I know you've been wondering what life would be like if you gave it all to God. What would it be like if you took his wise, loving, all-knowing, all-powerful direction for every area of your life, including your career? Well, now you've got the 5 steps to get started. And I encourage you to stick with me because I know that we can do great things together. I know that there is just so much in store for you. There is a whole new life I couldn't begin to describe, but I know how to get there. So stick with me and let's see what we can do together. that's all I've got for today. I'll be praying for you. Check out that printable if you haven't already, and I'll see you on the next episode.